The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We've been having the candidates who will be on the ballot tomorrow in the special election. This is tomorrow's the primary, the GOP primary for the Greenville County Sheriff. Of course, we have a special election, that general election in March. The winner of tomorrow's primary will face Paul Guy, the Democrat candidate, in March. And they're going to have to turn around and do it all over again for the November general election as well. But this morning we started our day with Darius Hall. Darius is a captain there. Then A.T. Tommy Smith, recently retired from the U.S. Secret Service. Lieutenant Robert Whatley was with us. Lieutenant Whatley is with the Sheriff's Office now. And then Hobart Lewis just left us. So joining us to kind of round the group up, Sean Zukowski is with us this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for spending a few minutes of your morning with us. Now, you have previously worked with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. You moved away to take a position with the Broward County Sheriff's Office and then moved back. Take a minute to sort of introduce yourself to our listeners and about your law enforcement background. You've also served in the Marine Corps. Tell us why we should support you tomorrow.
Sure. Well, all of that experience you mentioned, active duty in the Marine Corps, left active duty to become a law enforcement officer, started out in Florida, met a wonderful woman, and she grew up here in Greenville County. And so it didn't take long to persuade me that this was a wonderful place to move to. So we moved here in 15, and I joined the Greenville County Sheriff's Office at that time. January of this year, got a call. Broward County's gone through some tough times. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas tragedy in Parkland, Florida, with 17 students and faculty members killed. So having worked down in that region, I got a call from the sheriff who was appointed to replace the suspended sheriff there. Mm-hmm. And he needed my help to come down and help move that agency forward and that community. So I took that as an opportunity. It wasn't an easy decision to leave where we decided would be our home. And so what we decided was that we wouldn't leave, that I would just go down and help Broward County out to the best of my ability. And my wife and children stayed here. And once we got the ship up and running for Broward County and that community, we made the decision. I could have stayed. It was my job to keep. But recognizing what was most important to us, my family, our kids, and where we wanted them to live and grow up, I came back to return full time here. And moving forward, just that experience of being the second in command of an agency that large, the leadership principles and integrity I've garnered through 24 years of active and reserve status. I'm a colonel in the Marine Corps now. I was just promoted a couple days ago, actually, from lieutenant colonel to colonel. And so that type of principled leadership, if that's something that resonates with folks here in Greenville County, I felt an obligation to provide my candidacy if that's the kind of leadership they want.
Sure. Well, congratulations on your promotion, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. It's my privilege.
Yeah. And let's talk about that for just a minute. You know, if you're elected, Sheriff, how will that play into your being a colonel in the reserves?
Sure. One of the great aspects, I mean, the Marine Corps is a very well-known institution for its leadership, its principled focus on some of the rudimentary leadership ethos or the mentality and the approach. So having that kind of, you know, training and long-term experience in just effective leadership, focused leadership, providing your people the clear-cut expectations, what you expect of them, what they expect of you, charting the path, thinking at the strategic level, at the long-term level, not just what's right in front of us day to day. And those types of things are just incumbent in anybody. Whoever gets elected needs to be thinking outside of just day to day, because that's where we've been stuck, I think, for a while.
If you're successful and you win the Republican nomination and then you win the general election, talk with us a minute, Sean, and with me this morning, Sean Zukowski, one of the five whose name will be on the ballot tomorrow for the GOP primary. Talk with me about your priorities if you become Sheriff Zukowski.
Sure. The immediate need is to improve the confidence both within the agency and from those outside the agency. And so you have to establish a better working environment for the folks, all of the people, not just the sworn deputies, but the dispatchers, the administrators, creating the environment, making sure the environment, making sure they know who their leader is, where they're going, what the direction of the agency is, and that it's in concert with the community. So that sheriff needs to establish those community ties and reestablish the community ties and focus on what the community needs and be reflective of the community. You've got to create that environment within the agency to make sure every one of those folks that comes and makes a choice every day to go to a tough profession and not for a lot of money to come in and continue to come in and faithfully serve our community. You've got to create the environment where they continue to want to do that and more people want to come do that.
Yeah. One of the common themes that all of you have talked about this morning, as all of the other candidates have been with us this morning, of course, is it takes money to operate the sheriff's office. We've heard stories of, you know, we need more deputies, we need more training, we need equipment, and all. And of course, as sheriff, you oversee the, what, $47 million or so budget, but Greenville County Council establishes what that budget is. How do you work with Greenville County Council to convince them that you may need more money?
You might have to be a more vocal advocate for what's in the best interest of the public safety. And it's the realities. There are fiscal realities. There's a cost associated with that. So that person, that sheriff, has to be doing, be performing his or her functions in concert with what the community expects and deserves. And that sheriff has to, and I hope they, whoever gets elected, can work hand in hand with county council. I've met a few of the members. I've tried to meet them all, and they do convey that they are interested in moving the agency forward. But that is going to require some resources, because I think all of us would agree that we have not kept pace with the rapid growth and expansion of this community, this county, and we can do a better job, and it requires that leader to advocate and articulate what it is that's needed, what the priorities are, and then establish how we can move forward.
Sure. Is this your first time running for public office?
Yeah, absolutely is.
Surprises?
Yeah, it's a full contact sport.
Yeah.
It's been an education for sure, especially in such a compressed time frame, you know, with the special election. But on the heels of the announcement that there was going to be a special election, again, we just deliberated on that and decided that rather than be on the sidelines, I have skills and experiences and training that could benefit the community. I'll let them decide whether that's the case, whether this is the type of leadership they want. But I wasn't going to just stand by without at least offering up myself.
Sure. I have about 30 seconds left with our time here. Sean Zukowski with me. Why should our listeners go to the polls tomorrow and cast their vote for you?
Sure. You know, it goes back to a little bit about what we said specifically. You don't have to be a native to care deeply about this community. And we moved here at the end of 14, beginning of 15, and we have grown to be so deeply attached to this community. This is our home. I have a three and a half year old and 1.5 year old, and this is where I want our children to grow up. So I am keenly vested in making it the safest community I possibly can for my children, every bit as much as I want it to be a safe place for the rest of the community. Yeah. So I bring that leadership. I bring that experience running a sheriff's office in Broward County, being the number two in command. That's a $900 million agency with over 5,000 employees. I know I've learned keenly how to move an agency forward that's gone through tough times like this.
Yeah. Sean Zukowski, his name will be on the ballot tomorrow. Good luck to you.
Thank you kindly, sir. Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
You for being here. Senator Lindsey Graham says that the U.S. Senate is not going to let Speaker Pelosi hold up the articles of impeachment to get the trial she wants. We'll dive into that up next. It's 831 here on 94.5 The Answer.